はい。So I was really blessed to go to Thailand, obviously, because that's why I'd be speaking here. But it was really refreshing to see such a different culture and such like precious kids. Two main things that I feel like God has spoken through me, or I felt like was prominent. through the mission, first I feel like the team, it was a blessing to go with the people that I went with, and I felt like even from the first day, the team was perfect in itself, in my opinion. Like, although we had a few flaws or just like a little speed bumps through the way, it was really, I thought that everybody was such a blessing and really nice as a team. What I kind of felt through the mission, like through the people, was I felt like people were growing in it, like self-growth, I guess. We kind of shared, especially like the girls through QT, we would share like some of our insecurities or flaws or just thoughts on our minds, and it was really comforting to see different perspectives from each of the team members, and it really helped us grow as an individual and just spiritually. And it was really, really nice. And the kids there were so precious. It honestly was such a blessing to be able to give them the love and attention that I felt like they wanted, but they didn't know that they wanted. And it was such a new experience seeing how satisfied they are with everything that they have. It's like a big contrast with our culture here, in my opinion. I think that here we always are never satisfied. We always want more and more. And that'll just like never get us anywhere, I feel like. And the kids there, it's so refreshing to see how happy they are despite how little they have. And I know that's something you hear very often, but it was so prominent and evident seeing that there. And the kids were so loving. You didn't even have to like warm up to them. They would go up to you and hug you. And it was just such a blessing. And I think this was a really good 2 weeks. For me, after graduating high school, it was a good step forward going into college with a new mindset. And God has really blessed me to go. Thank you.
Hello. So, before I went on this mission trip, I didn't really know what to expect because I've never been on a mission trip before. But, before going on the mission, my goal was to just focus on sharing God's love to them and just to focus on, because I was given the responsibility of being like the leader for arts and craft. So I just wanted to, you know, focus on accomplishing my tasks and just making sure they get done. But, so I have kind of like a stubborn personality, and I'm kind of self-preserved and care a lot about how others see me. And like just trying to finish my individual tasks and making sure they get done. But through this mission, God just, he showed me the like importance of teamwork, and like not just through our like mission team, which also, you know, we have our own flaws and like struggles to go through, but as well as just teamwork while we were there, because on Sunday, when we were going up to the church, our van got stuck, and it was like in a weird position, like where, you know, if he like released the brake, it would go like kind of downhill. And he tried reversing, but he couldn't. Like the wheel would go up and like goes in midair. So, but I saw like the whole church helped, and they tied a rope to the back, and everyone worked together to like pull it up. And I just thought that was so amazing because the car just moved up. Like, even though, like, you can't do it by itself. But I just thought that was amazing, just the teamwork that that they did and we saw. And so that just taught me that although what I do, like, individual is important, it's also important to make sure, like, you understand and kind of listen to your teammates as well. And the kids, I just love the kids so much. They, like, even though I didn't really give them much at first, they showed me so much love. They, like, hugged me. They wouldn't let go sometimes. And I thought, that just kind of reminded me of how God's love works, because I don't give God much, but he gives me so much. And there was also one other thing that kind of stuck out to me. So the first place we stayed at, it had a rice field, and it was muddy, and we, you know, there wasn't much to see. But after a few days, it was really clear, and you could like see the rice field. And when I took a closer look, you could actually see like fishes and hermit crabs and crabs and snails in the water. And I just feel like that was like for me going on the mission, because here there's so many things distracting me, just like the muddiness that I felt here going to Thailand. It was kind of clearing in a way. Like, it helped me see my flaws and my talents more clearly. Like, I guess people were telling me, like, I'm very detail-oriented, and that can be, like, a good thing, but also a bad thing. But over there, I think it was a good thing. And I just felt like going on this mission just helped me kind of focus more. And it was just a lot of fun just having the single set, like, the mindset of just wanting to show God's love. Thank you.
Hi everybody. So yeah, I was just watching this video and it just brought Okay, anyway, I was just watching this video and it just like kind of brought tears in my eyes. I don't know why. It just, I didn't see how much that trip really affected me. And yeah, it's the second time that I've went, and I didn't see why God wanted me to go this year. And so I was just really kind of contemplating it, and I felt convicted because Mrs. Lee was like, "Are you going?" So yeah, I decided to go, and then I was just like, let's just see what God had in store for me. And I learned that when I went, there was definitely a role that he wanted me to fulfill when I was there. And I just realized this, like, in the middle of the whole journey, and that was definitely just being that bridge for the pastor, Korean missionaries that are there, Pastor G and Pastor Myung. And then also we have, you know, Mr. Taylor, our main leader of this team. And it just made me kind of see, because I had insecurities about my leadership, and I think God was able to really work in those areas while I was there, and he made me open my eyes to see what my strengths are, and Yeah, he really, really humbled me, and he helped me to see every individual's gifts during this trip. Like Priscilla, just her just being so bright and just being the joy of our team and just being that fresh air that we need. And then Hannah, who's very detail-oriented. but sometimes it's annoying, but we definitely do need that just because we have to get things done. And we have Mr. Leonard, which I found out is a very, very gifted in storytelling. He's very animated, and the children are so engaged. And then we have Mr. Taylor, who's very... he's wonderful. He's just a great leader. He has such a passion for God, and just he just really just cares about the delivery and just each and every one of us. And I really got to see more of him and the rest of the team, and just how God was able to just make it all, like, fruitful. Although we didn't really see it until, I don't know, this video. I just really just saw how much we've impacted. And I also learned a lot more than I did last year with Thailand culture. As you saw in the video, there was three monk kids. And that was shocking to me because I've never experienced that before. And so the first thing I asked was, so what is something that we need to do or be cautious of before we do anything? And one of the pastors there who were connected with the schools were saying that that we're not allowed to touch them. So I was like, oh, interesting. And then apparently every male in Thailand, the majority of them have to experience the monk life once in their life. Either it be three to 6 months or 3 years to if they choose to do it for the rest of their lives. So they weren't sitting with the rest of the kids, as you saw. They are sitting in chairs. Even in the classroom, they're sitting in chairs while the rest were just sitting on the ground. There were some that actually sat in the ground with us because they're still kids. They still wanted to join, and they wanted to be, did love just as, the same way. And they were giving us high fives, although we weren't supposed to touch them. Like, okay. But yeah, we were just like mentioning Jesus, just like one of our play cards, just by like a second. And the monk kids heard of that word before, Jesus. And it was interesting to notice that. I mean, I didn't notice that. Priscilla noticed that, and he kind of rolled his eyes, you know, like, oh, Jesus, you know. But and then he was just like kind of like, oh, no, it's okay. Like, I still want to like be a part of this. And it was really interesting to see. And I'm curious to see what God would do with that, as we've done throughout all the schools that we were there. I don't know. I feel like there's so many things to talk about. I just can't think of them right now. I think also this year I've learned a lot about the Korean missionaries and their testimonies, how they were brought to Thailand in the first place. One of the pastors actually just told us their testimony about how he got exiled from China because he was accused of murdering this grandma that died in the streets. And some person actually just asked him to help him, like help her, like, hey, like, can somebody call the police or something like that. And then he went, and then the police came in that time and they took him and put him in prison for I don't know how long. And that was a huge ordeal, and which is how he was brought to Thailand today. And he's still continuing to serve the Lord with a great passion for youth. And everywhere we see, he's like either over there with kids, and then next 10 seconds later, he's like over there. And then even after all that, like, he's still able to serve the Lord. And that just shows how much that we as Christians need in terms of like fighting to follow our Lord. So yeah, thank you guys.
good afternoon or good morning. First of all, before I get started, I want to thank everyone here and not here for your prayers. We needed them. And God, you know how we always think we have everything planned. Oh, we got it. But once you get there, everything change. So God was just telling us, don't get ahead of him. Okay? He got everything planned. We just follows. As a team, I'm proud of you. Okay? What God have did in your life and the job that you he let you do over in the mission. It wasn't easy. Some long days, some long nights, and very hot. If I get hot, you know it's hot. So, I'm proud of you. I will go with you anywhere. Okay? And I normally don't say that to anybody. So, you know I appreciate you. But back on your prayer, we needed that prayer every day. I know you was back here praying. Okay? We had some hardships. But we know that prayer got us through it. Our leader there, Mac Taylor, every morning made sure we get up, morning devotion. We sit outside. We did the book of 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and then we discussed it. And the Lord was kind of speaking to me that every time we get, like we're going over that, you're going up the hill, Satan always there waiting on the hill to try to push you back down. And that's why I appreciate the prayer that you was doing here, because it was reaching all the way over to Thailand. But out of all the things that we went through, the ups and downs, the team never stopped fighting. They kept praying, and God kept working with us. We end up have a plan. Okay, we're going to have this many of kids. We get over there. They added more, which is good. That means that the job that the mission teams have been doing all these years is progressing. Now more schools are opening up because they say, oh, that S1 team is coming. You better get ready. So I said, man, I was trying to tell Mac, we may have to increase that team. But the Lord is working in many ways over there. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to go on those teams. Every year, I won't tell you no story, that, but every year I say, I ain't coming back. You know, but the Lord, when I get back, the Lord keep telling me, nope, I'm not through with you yet. So we had to, when we was a kid, we said, what they call that, suck it up and drive on. Okay. So, your youth and adults, I'm talking to you now. That door, that seat over there is open. You got all year. Pray on it. I know when you go over there, God can use you. Grown-ups, adults, you're never too old. If I can run around a circle in 200 degrees heat, I think you can be on the sideline passing on saying, go, go, go. All right, the doors are open. I mean, you don't have to have no special. God gave everybody a talent. Don't think that, oh, I don't know this. I can't do this. There's something God made you for. And you can find it. You may not have to find it over there. You can find it over here. No matter where you go, but make sure you're listening to what the Lord is telling you. and use that talent that he give you. Thank you.
No, Benson, I don't need you to take my picture. I'm going to be a little while, so please bear with me. Because I have a lot to share, not only with you, but with the mission team also, because God was working on me while we was on the mission. But first of all, I want to thank you once again, like Mr. Leonard said, for your prayers and your support. This was an awesome mission team. Where's Benson at? This was the best, Benson. This was the best team yet and the best mission yet. No, every year I tell you the mission's great. This one was the best. So I'm just reiterating that point. They'll tell you it was great. The mission team was awesome. I really, really enjoyed each and every one of the young ladies that went. I told them before we left that they were going to teach me something, and they did. And I'm going to share that with you also, but I got a lot of reading to do before we get started. For me, the mission started before we even left the country. It started about 56 days before we even got on the flight, because that's when we start preparing ourselves spiritually, and then we put all the materials together so we can meet the mission task. So before I get started with this, I want to read some scripture verses that the Lord revealed to me personally, because I failed my team, but it was a blessing, and they'll see what I'm talking about. My scripture verse is from Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. It says, "I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not for man to direct his steps." Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." My advice to the team members at our last meeting before leaving the next day was this. We will run into obstacles usually made by us, ourselves. Putting self before what's good for the mission. Attitude is everything. Always stay focused on God, Christ, not on self. We can do all things, even the impossible, if we let God lead. This mission is His. Let's enjoy the experiences God is and will make for each of us. My testimony about the girls, they hit on a lot of them. Jane did, about the different gifts and talents each one of them had. I got them written down in my little black book here. If you want to read them later, you can do that, because it'll take a while for me to explain that. But they were great. They met all the challenges. They put up with the heat. They put up with the food. They put up with the long rides up and down the hills. And they stood faithful. And I'm proud of them. And I go, like Mr. Leonard said, I hope you're on the next mission trip. Now, my testimony is this. The morning of the departure, I sent this out on our Facebook page to the team. It goes like this. It says, "As we prepare to go on this journey, let our focus be on what God has in store for us. We were created to glorify the name of Jesus Christ, also to enjoy His experiences of this life. Let's take this opportunity to be Christ's witness to the world while using His testimony of who He is in our lives. May each of us enjoy the trials we may face. Our fellowship as one, and the testimony only God can create through this experience to share with our brothers and sisters. Let us go in the wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ and under the power of Almighty God. May God bless this team and its mission." That was the last message I sent to the team that morning before we met at the airport. But this is my testimony to the team itself. You know, God always works on each individual, especially when you're on mission. And I go on mission because I want God to continue working on me, continue strengthening me, building me up, helping me to understand who He is and how important He is in my life and who I need to depend on. Not me, not I, not us, we, but on God Himself. But The day before we got ready to leave, Jane and I inadvertently made a comment the day before leaving Chiang Mai that we don't think God wants us to leave yet. And why did we make that statement? The next morning we missed our connecting flight from Bangkok to Incheon, Korea, all because I misinterpreted. And anybody been on mission with me? No, I don't do that. I misinterpreted our flight itinerary, and through an apparent failure on my part, God made it a success. What God did was we connected with friends in Bangkok. We ended up spending the night with them. We ended up fellowshipping with them, and it was all because God was leading us. You know, before we even left, everybody said, you know, Pastor Hong asked me if I would go on mission. I said, okay, you know, I thought about it for a little while, about 30 seconds. I said, okay, I'll take the mantle, and then started preparing myself for that. But one thing that I always try to let people know, that when you're given an opportunity to serve the Lord, you're not in charge. They might say you're the president, you're this or you're that title, but you are not in charge. God has already planned those steps for you. So you might think you fail at something, but it ends up being a blessing if you trust him. We have to commit all our plans to the Lord, because he is the one that's going to carry those out. So through this apparent failure on my part, God made it a success. We were blessed with, and the girls didn't testify, but they know it's in their heart. They enjoyed the fellowship there in Bangkok with our friends there. They enjoyed the food and the fun, because we all got to relax the day before we came back. And it was a little tossing and turning there for myself, because I had to pray all night for God to answer our prayer, because the way it looked, we might not be here today by the way the airlines were talking. But what happened was, through prayer, through trusting the Lord, he woke me up the next morning, and there was a phone call saying that we had a flight out that evening, the whole team. Before that, the team would have been scattered throughout the month of the rest of July, but I knew God wasn't going to work that way. And so I was trusting him, and the next morning we got our answer, and we all left at the same time. Before we left, some of the girls was upset because they wouldn't get a chance to step their feet out into the beautiful Korean landscape, but God made that possible. He gave us a 12-hour layover, so we got a chance to, you know, some of the people got a chance to check out Korea, those who hadn't been there for a while, or just to, you know, get to know their culture a little better and to enjoy the food. But me and Mr. Leonard, we enjoyed it too, because we got to go downtown and visit some of our old hangouts. But that was good too. God blessed us, really blessed us. And I just thank God that he answered prayers. And as long as we trust him, we cannot fail. As long as we commit our plans to the Lord's lead, we cannot fail. The mission was awesome. We met all the tasks. The girls did outstanding. And most of all, I just want to ask them to forgive me for putting up with my stick-to-itness. You know what I mean. I'm a person of detail, and I like to keep things to detail and on schedule, and they know what that means. One of my biggest flaws in my life is when they came up with that word, millennial. Oh, when I hear that, I have to get on my knees and start praying, because my generation don't work that way. Pastor Hong said that next week we're going to have an 11 o'clock meeting. He couldn't have been talking about 60s and over. We know what that means. We're here 10 minutes early. But you millennials, 11 o'clock means two ones and two zeros behind it. But I would say it like this. It's a one and a zero and a four and a five in front of it. 10:45 sounds better than 11 o'clock. The Lord is waiting on us, so let us be here and enjoy a fellowship next week with Trinity. But most of all, I want to just say, I know I'm babbling on, but I just love it. I'm overjoyed that you prayed for us, you trusted us, and God led us. And this is another mission that I have truly grown from. And next year, I'd like to see a bunch of seniors and young people team up to go over and share the good news of Jesus Christ with the people of Thailand. So once again, thank you, and God bless each and every one of you.
I'm going to wrap it up. So Christianity is not about God coming into our lives. Christianity is us coming into God's life. Christianity is not God joining our mission. Christianity is about us joining God's mission. God has a mission for the world, mission for your family, mission for you. It's for you to find out what that mission is and to join him. You don't come up with your own vision for life. You don't come up with your own mission for your life and then ask God, God, help me with my own mission. Help me with my own vision. Give me this. God is not our servant, right? God is our Lord. He is our God. He is our master. We join him in his mission, and we do whatever it takes in order to accomplish that mission, even if it means that we die physically, because that's what his son did, right? And the mission team did a snippet of it, right? Mission lasts about 11 days. 11 days out of 365 days. Percentage-wise, that's less than 0.3%, right? Or less than 0.4%. That can't be the mission, just for 10 days out of the year. No, the mission is every day. It's easy to go to a difficult country like Thailand and give your life for 10, 11, 12 days. But it's hard to be where you are, in your family, in your job, with a difficult boss, right? With your difficult spouse, with your growing children, be there sacrificing yourself and doing mission that God has given to you to take care of them and to be a light and salt to this world day in and day out, right? What that specific mission is, you have to find for yourself. I know mine. Do you know yours? What is it that God had called you to do? And if you are a believer, if you're a Christian, there is a calling on your life. If you don't know it, you better get down on your knees and ask God, what is it that you have made me, created me uniquely, wonderfully to do? Let me do it with passion. Let me give my life to it because it's worth it, right? Hopefully the mission team will lead that, right, in how you take care of the young ones, right, the youth and the children and the VBS coming up and all of that, right? You have learned how to give yourself. So now continue to trickle down giving yourself, right, little bit at a time, but constantly sacrificing yourself, just like the missionaries that you've seen there do day in and day out. They don't get to come back to their country, right? They're probably burying their bones there. And they've already been there for 15, 20 years. And they're doing it day in and day out. We ought to do the same as believers of Christ, where we are, not living for ourselves, but living for God and living for others. So let me pray with you, and then I'll dismiss you.